Good morning. Day four. Good sleep last night. It was very nice. Really good little camp spot that we found. Happy as Larry. It was cold this morning though. Less condensation. Very nice. But yeah, it was a bit chilly. And we've broken out of camp in record-breaking time so far. It's now 25 past 7-ish. And we're back on the trail. Today's a bit of a weird one because unlike the other days where we've had goals like Hauser Creek and Boulder's Oak and Mount Laguna, today we actually don't know really where we're going to end up. Although looking at gut hooks, I did see there was a campsite at mile 55 and things were starting at 42. That sounds about right. But we'll see. Also looking at a gut hook last night, the climbing today is a lot less, which is nice. We're pretty much like on the peak and we do gain a bit of elevation, but you know how it is. Ain't nothing but a thing. So yeah, we're on a roll. And looks like it's gonna be another hot one. All right. But it's windy, so that's nice. All right, peace out. The Big Laguna Trail, Cleveland National Forest. That ain't us. We gotta go this way.
Okay, so I know you like it, but I'm just gonna sit out a little bit. If that's all right, my love.
Of course it is.
Oh, what was that? What was happening there?
I was gonna go give you a kiss, but decided not to. So peaceful.
Sorry, I know this is boring.
Molly's just sorting out her hair, using my sunglasses as a mirror.
It's got funny little straggly bits. Cool. Thank you.
Look badass.
I know.
You do look good though.
Thank you. It's so lovely.
Yeah.
I think I'm here, though.
That would be nice. I love that sound of the wind through the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something that we've learned is to not necessarily listen to everything that people on the trail say. It's that magical saying, hike your own hike. People will always tell you something based on their opinion, perhaps their experience, but we're not all the same, you know? So yesterday, with the whole kerfuffle about like, where's everyone gonna camp? People were saying, oh, you can go back on the trail and find somewhere to camp further along, but it's quite exposed apparently. And obviously like we decided to go back on the trail and we found a pretty decent spot relatively quickly. But since then, walking on from then, we've come across so many good spots. Like we're just walking through pine forest right now and it's so open.
Flat.
Shaded. It's not exposed at all. It's lovely. It's the same thing, we keep on hearing loads of stuff about Sierra Nevada's. Oh, a foot of snow landed last night. Cool, bro. Oh, it's gonna be so hard once you get there. If you think that's tough, you might have to go around the Sierra Nevadas. No, listen, we'll get there in probably a month's time. So first things first, things could completely change. And even if it hasn't changed,
more than a month.
Sure. Well, exactly. So even more time for it to change. But if it hasn't changed, we get there and we'll just see how it goes for ourselves. Just because one person couldn't do it doesn't mean everyone can't do it. Words of wisdom there. Just coming out of the pine forest and we come around a corner and oh my days, the view is unreal. It's like this perfect U in the kind of on the hill that we're at, and beyond the U, just beautiful mountainscapes, ridges, and then way in the distance there are mountains with snow peaks. Wow, it's our first sight of snow. It's so beautiful. Could be, I guess. Mount San Jacinto. Cento. Say it again.
San Jacinto.
San Jacinto.
Yeah.
Could be. It's quite windy, we can talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we've been spoiled by some fantastic views.
Yeah, but, it's good.
We're walking all along this extraordinary ridgeline, which goes straight down into the flat. It's so beautiful, but it does mean it's very, very windy. I've got rain jacket, which is also a wind shield. So I've got that on, and it smells like laundry and it reminds me of my mum, which is nice. And also, we waterproofed it just before we left, because it's like a good old jacket that I've had for several years and used it multiple times. I think I got it for the West Highland Way even. And the waterproofing that we just did worked because I just spilled a load of water on myself and now I'm so sick.
So yeah, we just did a load of household chores, i.e. filtering water and cleaning our little pot, which had about, well, it had 3 days worth of grub in it. Yum, yum, yum. And yeah, now we're moving on. The valley to our right has been absolutely stunning. What a gorgeous babe. Hopefully there'll be some pictures or videos and stuff up on the website or on Instagram. But yeah, now we're about to, looks like we're about to do a little bit of a climb. And who knows what we're gonna see at the top. It's gonna be interesting. I like kind of coming up with people's potential trail names, but not really like telling them.
Like, we call you Ron
Swanson. Yeah, Ron Swanson, NASA, AT. Do you reckon Crane's just going to stay Crane?
No, because really, that's the problem, is that he introduced himself as Crane, and he's like, that's a trail name already.
Yeah. Molly has a potential trail name. Stumble, or Stumblebee, if you want to be cute about it. But it's, I came up with it, so I can't, because I'm her boyfriend, I can't dictate it. I know, yeah, so I tried to tell Tiki Man that, but they liked it, but I don't know if it's going to stick. They haven't called you it since. But the kind of rule on the trail, well, it's not really a rule, but something I've noticed is that you don't really address people by their name at all unless they have a trail name. Because there's no point learning that my name's Ethan or Molly, or that Molly's name's Molly, because at some point it will change and then you don't want to, you know, too many names is bad. So you just don't refer to each other's names until someone's got their trail name. Irish keeps on calling me Nathan. Yeah, and I'm like, ah, no. I do.
Hi.
You guys got the good spot now.
It's like, is this a great place for lunch or what?
Yeah. There you, Sarah. We're like, yes.
Here we go, guys.
Hey, that girl right there, she's from Britain too.
Is she?
Oh, how's your day going?
Where did you guys end up yesterday?
We went back on the trail north, and we like found a space almost immediately.
We hid under a tree.
Did you do that?
Yeah, we literally were. We were like so stealth there.
Yeah. Did you wake up in the morning and it was like really obvious in the?
No, not really. But when we actually saw our campsite in the light, we're like, man, were we sleeping on an angle?
Yeah, it was actually like, because they were saying like how hard it would be, but I'm sure you guys noticed when you hiked out from it, so there were actually loads of spaces. Do you think, have anyone tried the loos? Do they work?
Oh, yeah. They got toilet paper.
Do they? Incredible. What a luxury that is.
This is definitely the lunch spot.
Yeah. Get in my belly, peanut butter.
My windbreak on again.
It's chilly in this wind. Oh man. What else can I snack on? Oh yeah. Yeah, we've got plenty, man. We've got Idaho potatoes.
Oh yeah,
we've got like Thai thingy and loads of couscous. Yeah, before we came out, my dad was like making all these calculations of the distances, and a big thing in the UK is to go from Land's End to John O'Groats, so like the most southerly point to the most northern point up in Scotland. And he worked out that, well, he basically put it onto the PCT map, and it was just like ridiculous. It was like to Los Angeles, and we were like, fuck. That's so short. Yeah. And he's also calculated that we're basically walking halfway back to England.
Yeah, the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe we should do something like that. Get some crackers, get some sausage, big block of cheese.
Is that how you say it?
No.
Sausage.
Sausage.
I don't know how it works. You take what you want.
I have some trash bags.
I was literally just thinking, like, I could so use a Coca-Cola right now.
Yeah, I got you.
That's insane.
Are you saving it? You're not even going to drink it now.
No, it's going to be like...
A banana. I'm taking a banana.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so
bananas.
Nice.
Can I share a banana with you?
Why don't you take a banana?
Party on.
Yeah,
the
I'm very tempted by the beer. Oh, my days.
So
trail magic.
Like
this is great.
Yeah, I did it last year.
Oh, cool. So you're paying it back.
Yeah. You want to pay it back. I feel like Southern California, at least when I went, because I did it early like you guys. Like, yeah. This is the time that, like, mentally, I feel like you're just, like, getting into it, and you're just going, it's hot. Mm. And, like, trail magic really
gets
you up.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. You're the
that's
best
awesome.
One, so that's amazing.
Yeah, because yesterday was really hot, and I was kind of thinking, I was like, oh, today would be a really good day for some trail magic. But I thought, this is only, like, day two in. I'm sure it happens, like, weeks in. Ta-da! This is awesome.
And being a hiker, you know all what the good stuff is to bring.
Like what
fruit.
You crave in the desert. I was like, I crave soda and fruit.
Yeah, fruit, definitely fruit. Yeah. Oh my days. Do you want a bite?
I feel like bananas. Bananas seem to be a really good thing for out here.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Definitely. Get that energy. And like Panda was saying, potassium.
Potassium's good for cramps, right?
Mm-hmm.
We saw you guys, I was like, you didn't get far.
Yeah.
Okay. We did March 27th.
Yeah.
We all started the same day, didn't we?
Well done, you guys.
Did you hit snow?
In the Sierras?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just massive amounts in the Sierras.
Mm.
But...
How did you find it? Was it okay?
It was hard at first.
Mm.
I, like, really was not prepared for like the snow, so that was a bit challenging at first. I think it's like mentally, like, so I entered the Sierras May 1st.
Oh wow, so that's pretty
early.
Early, isn't it?
Yeah, so I booked it through the desert. Like I got to Kenyon Meadows early, like end of April.
Yeah,
right,
and
wow.
So like entering was just like no one was there. We camped on snow like multiple times, and that just kind of gets to you.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn
did
it.
You end up skipping or did you powered through?
Powered through.
Nice.
It took a month for us to do 500 miles.
Yeah.
And then we did the rest of the trail in like a month and a half. So.
Wow, okay.
Cross. That's impressive.
Would you do
yeah.
it differently if you could do it again?
No. I had a really strict timeline. Like, I started a job down here like 5 days after I finished
the
trail.
Yeah, what's the badge?
Oh, this is, I'm in a mountain rescue group.
Oh,
so.
Cool.
Oh,
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we just had training.
Oh, nice.
Around the area.
You'll
so
see
like...
us again later this afternoon.
yeah. You come find us.
Not.
Really?
Not.
We don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so nice. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Yeah. And some more water if you guys want to.
Oh, I think I'm good with water. I'm really toying with the idea of a beer.
No, that would make you sleepy.
Sleepy.
Like you did
I know.
Last time.
No, I probably shouldn't do it. But fruit's good enough for me.
You're
going
to have some of my
that.
Coke later.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
Great. That'd be great.
Yeah, so did you like order your, what are they called? Micro spikes and stuff, or did you pick them up in Kennedy Meadows?
So I actually carried mine to the halfway point. So my
trailing
was spikes.
Oh, cool!
I carried them way too early, but I think for your guys' case, you'll really want them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Starting in Idlewild.
Okay.
And they're not that heavy, so.
No.
Like, Baden Powell is super icy and snowy. Big
yeah.
Bear is super icy and snowy.
Yeah.
Just everywhere where there's elevation, there's snow right now.
Okay.
What about ice axe?
Ice axe, just go early. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Like go early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going now. Go.
Yeah, if you go early in the morning, like, I'm sure if you've ever walked on snow, it's like you don't want to get one that's slushy.
Yeah.
Especially with micro spikes, get it when it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at Baden Powell last Sunday, and like I went up the Mountaineers route, and there I used an ice axe, but like I just saw people and trail runners and spikes.
I don't know what San Jacinto looks like at the moment. It was snowy.
Is that it there?
Was that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we thought
like,
that was it.
Is that one it?
That's San Jacinto right there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
So it is.
Yeah, it's snowy.
Snowy, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be
okay.
Fun.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So just in case it wasn't clear, the magic that just happened, that is trail magic. Well, we just had some trail magic. There you go. That's all I need to say, really.
It was great.
It was so good. Just...
I had a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Just,
I've got it in my bag for later.
Just finished lunch. And literally walked, what, like 10 metres away from where we had lunch? Something like that. Around the corner. Bump into a couple of the guys that we know. And there was a big box full of drinks, beers, like alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and then another box full of like foodie stuff, crisps, fruit. And it was so weird, it was just like, wait, what's going on, what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, we took that, it was so good.
It was great because like she'd only just arrived, so
yeah. Oh, just caught it. Yeah, Molly took Coca-Cola, I took an apple, a banana, and a satsuma. Oh, that was so nice. I regret not taking a picture, but that's okay. It was kind of overwhelming. It was like, ah, oh, what do we do? Just stand there like, do we take it? I don't know.
Now we're walking on a really cool bit. I just would want to say.
Yes, so the valley that we've been like walking, skirting around, we're now skirting around a different angle of it, and it's lovely. And it's like
on a cliff edge.
It's mad steep. Yo. It's crazy steep. Just drops off. Oh, it's so beautiful. And the trail angel.
Her name was Spikes.
Spikes, that was it. She confirmed that the snowy peaks that we can see are San Jacinto, which is a pass that we're going to be going over at some point. So there's a bit of snow up there. To be honest, I don't think it looks too bad though. Like, the snow's only right at the top. But then I guess I'm far away, so I can't tell the scale of things. Could be huge. But it's cool, it's exciting. Oh yeah, so that's another thing. We went past the 50 mile marker earlier, which was cute. Just
yay.
Like, if you had your head up, you wouldn't have seen it. But it was just like a load of rocks on the floor saying PCT 50. Took a little snappy. And it felt really good to get past that. That's like halfway of the West Highland Way. Felt pretty easy. But then we came around a couple of corners and found another sign, which brought our hearts down a bit, saying that Canada, 2,600 miles. How far away was Oregon?
Like 1,650.
Yeah, California's big. Oh, but with views like this, I'm not going to complain. Anyway, we're going to continue on this beautiful path. Join us down the line. And day 4 is slowly winding down now. The San Jacinto Mountains are definitely closer, but apparently they're at like mile 170 something or other. So we'll come to them in another week or week and a half. Or maybe a bit more, maybe 2 weeks. But here we are, we're on about mile 57. We've done about 15 miles today. Feeling strong, still going along. But we're like in our last few miles now. Kind of starting to look for somewhere to camp. It doesn't look too promising. Because we're basically walking, the trail is kind of cutting along the edge of one of these like kind of big mountains that we're looking at. So there's like either steep gradient to our left or a valley down to our right. And the path, I can see it going off into the future in front of me, and it just keeps on going along this like ridge line, but like not, it never plateaus. It just always cuts along the side of it. So yeah, fingers crossed we'll find something. But yeah, we can still, like I said, we're still feeling pretty strong because today the weather was nice and cool. nice breeze, and gradient wasn't too much. So yeah, I reckon we've still got at least like 3 miles left in our legs, but I think it's 3:30, so starting to wind down. This is like hikers, what'd you say? 3:30 is like hikers kind of like 6:30. This is when you're kind of thinking, I kind of want to start bedding down and having some dinner, enjoy a bit of a rest before I snooze. Yeah. Still beautiful though, but I am tired. Camp time. Found ourselves next to a little creek. Mm. Molly ran up the river to find a little spot.
Typical me.
Classic
found
Molly.
Found a slightly better spot. Well, don't know, the other spot was really nice right on the trail, but it's a little small, and also, I don't know, it's nice, but this one's a bit further away.
And it means someone else can take that spot, which is nice.
Yeah.
Lovely little stream. And 1 mile?
Mile.
57.6, I believe. 57.6. Nice. Wow. Big day today.
Yeah. So we left at
41.7.
Oh, and it's 57.6. So that's almost 17 miles.
16 miles, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost 17 miles.
Oh, okay.
0.1 off 17.
My feet are feeling it, though. So today, particularly for the last bit, we've been surrounded by these beautiful blue birds. Now, I would say they're blue jays, but I'm not sure if I mentioned, but we definitely saw blue jays yesterday at Mount Laguna, and they were stunning. So these guys, I don't know what they are. They kind of look like magpies, but they're bright blue, which then makes me think maybe they are blue jays. Maybe what we saw yesterday was like... How big's a cardinal?
Cardinals are red, aren't they?
Maybe. So maybe you got blue type as well. Don't know. Lovely bluebirds everywhere, guys. Stunning. No, actually, I suppose people can look this up now. So, the bluebird that we saw yesterday.
Oh, were like blue jays.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were blue jays.
Yeah, they had like a crested head.
Yeah, slight crest, darker head, and then the rest of the body was like bright, bright blue. Yeah. These guys around us right now are like magpies with really vibrant blue tails and like edged wings and and like a white patch on the underside, but they're flying around way too fast. I haven't seen them like perch yet.
But they have like little claws.
Any bird fanatics out there, if you want a challenge, look it up.
Look it up.
And let us know somehow. You can probably tell by my voice, I am knackered. I don't necessarily feel sunburnt, but I feel sun-kissed. You know,
sun-kissed.
You know when you've been like working hard in the sun?
Yeah.
And it just drains you
little,
get in.
He's a little sun boy right now.
I'm a sun boy. My legs are so dirty.
But it's crazy. Like, honestly, the views today have been astounding. We've been up by the hand gliding central, apparently, where everyone goes hand gliding. And then we've come round and we've literally been on the crest of a mountain, like overlooking the desert the whole day. And it's been beautiful. And we've seen San Jacinto in the distance.
San Jacinto.
Waiting for us with its little snow caps. We're going to have potatoes for dinner.
Idaho potatoes. Okay. Hiker Trash Kitchen. Da-da-da-da-da. Episode 4. Today, we're going to do... We've got a packet of, like, powdered mashed potatoes with bacon bits. They're called Idaho potatoes. Idaho mashed potatoes. Mix them up in some water. Mix them with gravy granules, too. Why not? Getting jazzy up in here. Yum. And then we're going to just, like, hand... We're going to make this sound really nice and M&S.
Go on.
Hand-shredded salami.
Mm-mm.
Didn't that sound great?
Yeah.
Thrown in there too. And it's just going to be a mash. Mash mess.
Some parmesan.
Oh, forgot we had parmesan.
Yeah.
What a delight. Parmesan thrown in there. What else can we do? Man, I want something big.
Sorry, if you can hear that noise, it's me getting all the dust out of my socks. What was your top tip of the day?
Top tip of the day? Top tip? Mm-hmm. Of the day.
What have you learnt today?
Top tip of the day would be cover up, kids. Because the sun bites.
Very good.
Thank you.
I've got an additional useful thing for that. If you feel your neck start burning, put on a buff. Yeah. You might think, what? I'm not going to wear a scarf. That's stupid. It's hot. I've worn a buff all afternoon and it is very cooling.
There you go.
There you go.
Top tips from Moolah and Riglar.
Riglar. We're going to go...
soak our feet in the river.
Yes.
All right. See you later, chaps.
Bye.
Have a good one.